on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The police minister says his relationship with KZN top cop Ndlandla Mkhwanazi remains cordial following a probe by IPID. Mkhwanazi was accused of interfering with the arrest of a senior correctional services official in 2023 who was suspected of running a drug cartel. The police watchdog has since withdrawn its investigation, which the commissioner labelled a smear campaign. In a statement last month, IPID admitted the complaint anonymous and didn't come from Senzo Mchunu as previously indicated. The minister addressed the matter during a briefing in Pretoria yesterday.
Now, if we want to be specific and say what are my relations with Commissioner Mkhwanazi, they are very good relations, just like I have very good relations with all other commissioners, except that I come from KZN. He also is operating there.
And GNU partners, the ANC and the DA, are due to meet today for discussions on the future of their political relationship. It follows weeks of tension over the national budget. The DA opposed the proposed VAT hike and refused to vote with the ANC, while political analyst Dr. Imran Bakus says while tensions seem to be remaining, there's a great push for the parties to continue working together.
The balance of forces in the ANC right now are difficult to read. They are divided. There might be a faction, Mashatile and others, who don't want the DA to remain in the coalition. And of course, I think there are others led by President Ramaphosa who perhaps see the importance of the DA being in the GNU. One also has to balance that with several other things. One is, what impact will ousting the DA from the GNU have in terms of the markets, in terms of the business sector, etc.?
And abroad, there's still no indication of what caused a helicopter to crash in the Hudson River in New York, killing a pilot and a family of five. It's reported they were on a sightseeing trip to celebrate a ninth birthday. Jennifer Homendy is the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board.
The New York Police Department is still diving for components and pieces of the helicopter that we are still looking to recover. Those include the main rotor, the main transmission, the roof structure, and the tail structure.
That clip's courtesy of Sky News. And there's clear skies expected in KZN today. Durban and Ulundi reach a high of 27 degrees. Richards Bay, 28. Margate, Pietermaritzburg and Ladysmith, 26. Moy River in Newcastle, 25. Kokstad, 24. And 23 for Underberg. In Durban, we've got 2 meter swells at sea this morning with sunset at 19 minutes to 6. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch. I'm Tamasha Kani for the Newswatch team.